Once upon a second time around, in a mythical land between Carmine and Mulberry Streets, two mere mortals were having a wonderful time.
Carrie, this is the gangster I was telling you about.
Gangster? No, gangster. Here, you're coming this way.
Ah, grazie.
Carrie, this is Paolo.
Hello.
Paolo, this is my girlfriend, Carrie. Fred?
You've never called me your girlfriend before.
Sure I have. Just not to your face.
Come on, it's a U-turn. Come on.
Okay.
No. Not funny,
relax.
Mr. Sambuca.
I'm a regular.
I'd like to dedicate this song to the lovely lady sitting right over there.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights in the village green. When I was 17.
It was perfect. I felt like I was in heaven. Meanwhile, across town, Miranda was in hell.
Douche products.
Or its modern-day equivalent, the Comedy Club.
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah, when does the comedy start?
I've never been this close to suicide.
Not pussy.
I'll get the check.
If you ditch me in this place, I will hunt you down and kill you. All right?
Alan Miller was a divorced architect Miranda met in aisle number 3 at the Food Emporium. They immediately bonded over a shared hatred of designer croutons.
And I don't know about all you other guys, but if all I was interested in was freshness, then I would be fucking my salad crisp. Yo, Ray. You want to answer your fucking phone?
It's not my phone.
Go ahead. Answer it.
Alan Miller's son. No, this is his date. Who's this?
Who is it? I'm sorry. His date can't speak right now. Who may I say is calling? His wife? Hey, love nuts. Wife's on the phone.
You told me you were divorced.
I'm not really divorced. I'm really separated.
No, we are really separated. See? This is me. Separating.
Yo, man, not so fast.
I'll fuck you.
Honey?
If they're not married, they're gay, or born from a divorce, or aliens from the planet Don't Date Me.
It amazes me how many of them walk among us now, only recognizable by their slightly larger heads.
I asked him, point blank, how long have you been divorced? 3 years. Just like that. 3 years. Guys are such liars.
And 97% of them can't fuck you worth a damn.
He tells me how much he likes me, and boom, I believe him. Am I that needy?
Well, maybe he really did like you.
I swear, if you Pollyanna out on me today, I'm going to have to hit you with this rice pudding. This married man fell madly in love with my friend Amanda's friend Ashley. And he said he would get a divorce, and he did. And they got married, and they moved to Connecticut, and he is this amazing husband and father.
Never happened.
Excuse me?
Urban relationship myth. Unbelievable fairy tales concocted by women to make their love lives seem less hopeless.
Exactly, except it makes you feel even more hopeless because this fabulous, magical relationship is never happening to you.
It did happen! It's right up there with the one about the guy who couldn't commit and the woman broke up with him and moved away to Kansas or someplace, and then one night she comes walking home.
In the rain.
Always! In the rain! And he's standing there in front of her door with an engagement ring, and he says, "Marry me," and they live happily ever after.
But it can happen. People do live happily ever after. It happened to my friend Amanda's friend.
It's always a friend who knows a friend who knows a friend. Charlotte, honey.
Have you actually ever known anyone whose relationship changed magically overnight? Yes. Look at Gary and Big. Their relationship is totally different than it used to be.
How? Tell me, how is it different?
It just is. I can't explain it. Actually, I can, but you're so scary right now, I won't.
No, really. Tell me.
Just a feeling. I don't know, something's shifted. It's like, maybe we both know that if we came together again, it must be for a reason. What? Why is that so hard to believe?
How much time have you got?
That afternoon, I got to thinking about myths and relationships. Heroes, boyfriends, cyclopses, divorced guys, are they really that different? The primitive Greeks clung desperately to myths to explain the random hopelessness of their miserable lives. Do modern-day singles need modern-day myths just to help us get through our random and sometimes miserable relationships? And what about Big and Me? After what seemed like an eternity of not quite fitting together, we suddenly fit. Had the relationship God smiled, or was that something I desperately needed to believe? Are we willing to believe anything to date? While Samantha had little belief in the idea of happily ever after, she had a very strong belief in the idea of a smart cocktail at the end of the workday. Samantha, a cosmopolitan, and Donald Trump. You just don't get more New York than that.
Listen, Ed, I've got to go.
Yeah, do it, then.
But think about it.
Yeah.
I'll be at my office at Trump Tower.
Good. Excuse me. I was so distracted by your beauty, I think I just agreed to finance Mr. Trump's new project. You owe me $150 million.
Will you take a check?
Can I buy you a drink?
I already have one. Thanks.
Can I buy you an island?
I don't know. Can you?
The name's Ed.
Samantha.
So, Samantha, do you come here often?
Honey, that line's older than you are.
You are a pistol.
And you have no idea.
A bottle of their best champagne later, Samantha had learned that Ed was single, available, and a millionaire many, many times over.
What's your age ceiling with men? 50? Factor in millions and millions of dollars. 50? Well, I just met the cutest older man. How old? 50? 60? Sweetie, is he on Medicare?
I'm guessing 72. A young 72. Your silence reeks of ageism.
Are you serious?
He took me to dinner at Jean-Georges. We got right in. No reservation needed.
I wasn't aware that Jean-Georges had an early bird special.
He's vibrant and powerful and generous. And he's just looking for someone to have a little fun with.
And would that include bedroom fun?
We haven't discussed it yet.
Are you telling me that you are seriously capable of having sex with a senior?
Well, you know the saying. All cats look the same in the dark.
It was pure urban legend. Alligators in the sewer, pets in the microwave, and now an old man in Samantha.
Is this a piece of veal or is this a piece of veal?
That is a piece of veal.
In every myth, there comes a point when the mere mortals are given a test. The way they respond usually determines whether they find paradise or are tied to a big rock for all eternity.
I have a huge request. I want you to know my friends better.
I know your friends fine. Charlotte is the brunette. Miranda is the redhead. And Samantha is trouble.
Okay, then, I want them to know you better. They've never really spent time with you, and you're so funny and cute.
Carrie, What is it you need?
I want us all to have dinner Saturday night at Denial.
Denial was a very popular Manhattan hotspot. Apparently, everyone in Manhattan wanted to be in Denial.
Okay.
Why are you suddenly so...
cute?
Yes. Why are you so cute? Hello?
Hey! Where are you? I've been waiting here forever.
Well, didn't you get my message? I left it on your machine like an hour ago.
No, I didn't call home. Is everything all right? I thought you were dead or something.
No. Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm at Biggs.
You're at Biggs? You and I are having dinner tonight.
Well, he got this veal.
You blew me off for a piece of politically incorrect meat?
Well, he wanted to make me dinner.
So you just dropped your life and ran right on over to his?
I really can't get into that right now.
You know what? Your relationship is exactly the same as always. It's all about him.
Could you put Miranda on, please?
Enjoy your veal.
Problem?
No, no.
I'll have another glass of wine.
Please.
Please what?
I'll have another glass of wine, please.
Are you allowed to talk to me like that?
Yeah, I think I am. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Look, that's really very cute, but I'm not really in the mood.
I'm not really in the mood, Steve.
I'm not a total bitch. I just had a fight with somebody.
Yeah, I heard. Boyfriend?
That's none of your business.
Girlfriend? Butcher.
Butcher?
The veal. I took a shot.
What are you reading?
Enjoy bartending. Hemingway.
So what, you're funny?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down. It's a nice Coke de Rome. Enjoy. Nah, it's on me.
And why would that be?
A bribe. So you'll hang out and talk. If you leave, I'll listen to those NYU kids with the Amsdale lights discuss Fiona Apple. I'm begging you.
But they did a little more than talk. After work, they went back to her place, where Steve, the bartender, served Miranda two orgasms straight up.
So, it was, really special.
Sure. Is that your shirt over there?
Yeah. So I can get your phone number?
Why?
To call you up and ask you for a date.
Look.
Steve. Look, Steve.
You don't have to do this. You don't have to make believe you're going to call. Let's just call this what this was, a one-night stand.
You're a real pisser. Stop by the bar. See me sometime.
Sure. Okay, whatever. Thanks. Bye. Great sex.
Three dinners and two extravagant lunches later, Ed invited Samantha over to his townhouse. Up until now, Samantha would never have believed she would consider a relationship with an older man. But there was something about Ed.
Well, how did that get there? I wonder if...
Oh, Ed, no.
After an impressive six-course dinner, Ed put the moves on Samantha. Ed's moves were from a different dating time. Moves Samantha had heard of or seen in old movies, but moves she never thought she'd experience firsthand.
I used to groove with these cats in Cuba.
What's the matter, Ed? Can't afford the light bill.
You're fun. A toast to fun. Oh, what the hell. I'm going to lay my cards on the table. Samantha, I figure I've only got a handful of good years left.
Oh, no. Now,
10 to 12 tops. I'm looking for someone to have some fun with. Now, I'm aware that a gorgeous woman like you can get any young man you want. So I'm willing to make it worth your while. And speaking of wild, don't worry. I got a big old pocket full of Viagra.
Why, Ed? That's not Viagra.
Samantha was suddenly living her own urban relationship myth. The woman who stopped for a cocktail after work and lived happily ever after. For 10 to 12 years tops.
I think in the dark. Oh. It's sexier. Oh, okay. Could you get that light behind you?
Oh.
In the dark, Samantha learned that all cats not only looked the same, but they felt the same. Ed's lips were not the lips of an older man. Ed's touch was not the touch of an older man.
Excuse me, baby. Little boy's room.
Unfortunately, Ed's ass was the ass of an older man. She told him it was a bad reaction to the shellfish from dinner. Saturday afternoon, Miranda was at home enjoying a cup of coffee and her New York Times when fate came knocking.
Yes?
It's Steve.
Steve who?
Steve Brady, the bartender.
What do you want?
You want your neighbors to hear? Hey. Hi. Thanks for letting me in.
Did you forget something the other night?
No, I didn't have your number, and I wanted to tell you something. I like you.
Translation. I think you're an easy lay, and I'd like to have sex again.
No, it's not like that. Have dinner with me.
Why?
I don't know, because, we're hungry.
I can't have dinner with you. I don't even know you.
You slept with me.
It's a different thing.
How about tonight?
No, I have plans.
You don't have plans.
I have plans.
What plans? Quick, before you can make one up.
I'm meeting my friends downtown at Denial for dinner.
Yeah? My buddy works over there. I'll meet you for a drink. What time?
7.
What time are you really meeting them?
9.
At 8:15, I arrived at Biggs. One quick drink at his place and would be out the door. I told myself all day it was just another dinner with friends. But as I stood waiting, in my new very favorite dress, I realized it meant a lot more.
Hey, baby. Come on in.
Well, you are not properly attired to meet my friends, mister. Now hop to it.
Yeah, about that. Do you mind if I don't go? I mean, I've been out all day. It's gonna rain.
But my friends are expecting you.
Yeah, I know, but they're your friends, and they'll be fine with just you. Is it okay?
Sure. I was afraid if I looked up into his eyes, I'd turn to stone.
How could I have let myself believe things would be different the second time around? I'd never even heard of an urban relationship myth in which a self-centered 42-year-old baby magically transformed into a grown man that you could bring out in public.
They won't
take it to all of our parties here. How long do you think Big will be?
I'm not sure he's coming from work.
I didn't have the strength to tell them about my fallen hero, at least not without a cocktail. I figured as long as I was in denial, I might as well stay there.
Mm. Look at you.
Well, if you want good service, send a bartender.
And if you want a good fuck, go home with one.
Hello, it was funny.
Miranda, can I talk to you over there for a second?
The gods are punishing me for having casual sex.
Thank you. One quick question and I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you hate guys so much?
Excuse me?
We just met, so I know that ain't all about me. Wait.
What? What do you want?
I just want to get to know you better. Do me a favor. Can you for one second believe that maybe I'm not some full of shit guy? That maybe I do like you? That maybe the other night was special? Do you think that maybe you can believe that?
No. Maybe I've just slept with too many bartenders.
Are you okay?
I don't want to talk about it.
Nice meeting you all.
Guys, maybe we should just get a table for us four.
I know it. Big's not coming. Men are shit.
Miranda, what are you talking about? He's coming, isn't he?
I didn't know if I had the heart to tell Charlotte that happily ever after really was just a myth.
See, there he is!
Hey! Whoa!
Hey.
Boy, it's really coming down out there.
You remember my friend?
Of course I do. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Seeing Big show up for me like that shook Miranda's lack of belief system to the very core.
Excuse me.
More drinks?
And just like that, Miranda left an aisle. Promiscuous women everywhere would tell the tale of the one-night stand that turned into a relationship. And as for Big and me...
So, Samantha, tell me. Did you ever get it on with that old coot?
That was the night we stopped being a myth and started becoming real.